The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Here on the Power Hour. I thought I'd wake you up this morning. Did that work? Oh my goodness. Yeah, I just want to give you, see, this is what an EBS test used to sound like. And now with everything that's going on in the United States and all of the conspiracy theorists out of their boxes and putting out a little more psychobabble, the PSYOP continues here. And in celebration of that, we're going to have retired major from the Army, Jeffrey Prather, on our show at 7:30, the bottom of the hour, talking about the upcoming EBS test. I just watched an hour-long video with him and Dr. Lee Merritt discussing the science behind optogenetics. So it's rather interesting. They're even talking about the fact that, and you may have heard this before, about the fact that you actually, when you sit, because the brain has a lot of water in it, has molecules in it that you can actually change. And that's what they're saying this EBS 40 hertz signal will do, the optogenetics of the test, if in fact that's what their intention is, which I doubt. What'll happen is when you sit over your food and you pray over your food, because your food is mostly water, you change the molecular structure of your food by praying over it. Believe it or not, you influence it with your brain. This is the discussion on this hour and 8 minute long discussion with Dr. Lee Merritt. Now, we only played about a 4.5 minute clip from her the other day. But Jeffrey Prather, I'm dressed up with my black shirt and red tie on. My wife says, God, you look like Satan. I go, well, I'm going to play devil's advocate with Jeffrey Prather today, even though he has a website called ChristChaplaincy.com. JeffreyPrather.com, and he's been on multiple shows, including Fox News, Drudge Report, Laura Ingraham. He's also hung out with Clay Clark, Michael Flynn. So, you know, he's been up there with the big boys, a retired special ops soldier. So we're going to get the back channel on a lot of this stuff and why it's going on. And I'm going to go after him on the show. I want to find out exactly why he's saying what he's saying and where he's getting his information from, because you got all these podcasters out there that are taking advantage of people and playing these little PSYOP games without attributing their sources. Wow. How's that work? See, all this news. Oh, there's some more shocking news coming out of D.C. All brought to you by the Power Mall, believe it or not. In order to be able to bring you this news out of D.C., I've got 20% off my books, 10% off OptiVita products. Frank Davis and his partner from Lion Energy will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. And we've got free shipping on all orders, $200 or more. Dropship products not eligible for free shipping at the Power Mall. And, of course, I want to move into this because everybody's chomping at the bit now going, what happened? Well, besides today at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, 11:20 Pacific, the federal government, courtesy of FEMA, the other white government, FEMA, it's what's for dinner. The shadow government connected to deep state, whatever you want to put it. FEMA and the FCC are going to do a nationwide test of the emergency alert system and the wireless emergency alerts on the afternoon today. 2:20 p.m. Eastern, which everybody's saying, well, at 2 o'clock Eastern time, everybody put your phone inside of a Faraday bag, like this one by Mission Darkness. People are saying, well, you turn your phone on airplane mode, it won't come through, or take your emergency alerts, turn it to off. You don't know what they're going to do. You don't know. We're going to talk about all the pros and cons with Jeffrey Prather and get into his brain and find out what makes this retired military officer tick. And of course, for those of you preppers out there that are taking things a little bit more seriously than where we're coming from here, because, I mean, we can make fun of this. Remember all the people that demonized all the frontline doctors for saying stuff about COVID-19? Remember that? They all were saying, oh, yeah, you're just tinfoil hat again. See how they demonize? You people don't know what you're talking about. They're safe and effective. Now we got doctors coming out saying, I've got insomnia, depression, I can't sleep, I have panic attacks. Oh, they just got their third booster? Oh, darn. Gee, I wonder why all that's going on. You see, all these people out there, Megyn Kelly, I didn't have to take the shot, but I did. And now I've got an autoimmune disorder. Well, that's on you, Megyn. You know, you elected to pray, you fell prey to their psychobabble. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry. Those of you who want to sit there and criticize, you got the people in the tinfoil hats again saying that this is going to be more than just a test. And everybody needs to panic. Well, here, I'm going to look at this at a different perspective. Having been ex-military, understanding what we're more worried about electromagnetic frequency, EMF. We even have a story on our email blast about what EMF and 5G does to your dog. That's how much we care. We're trying to keep you in the loop here. I'm more worried about the issues involving electromagnetic frequency than I am otherwise. So understand that the circumstances are such that with EMF, also EMP, that the government has used our tax dollars to prepare the government to withstand an EMP attack. The rest of us can all just go to Hades. They haven't done anything for us. I mean, if there was a nuclear war, I mean, this is what this is for. I would think that this emergency alert test is to make sure that all government employees and necessary workers are on standby when this test goes down, to tell them to get to the nearest bunker. We've got an incoming nuke or an EMP just hit, and you know they're going to try to use their phones. They're going to try. Any number of things. This, you know, because of the fact the government is totally prepared and we're not, unless you've got EMP shields and you build Faraday cage around your house or whatever the case may be. The problem is the government spent all your tax money to protect its own infrastructure, but not yours. And then, of course, all this money got spent with Big Pharma, your tax dollars again. And anybody who came out and said, I'm not liking what I'm seeing here. Ah, you're just a conspiracy theorist. You see, and now here we are again, October 4th, EBS coming up, and the same thing's happening. Oh, why don't you go put on your tinfoil hat and sit in the corner? See, until that test actually happens, we don't know. You know when you ran out and got the COVID jab, what was going to happen to you? I watched people drop dead. I went to people's funerals where they just got their second Pfizer shot and all of a sudden they just died of a heart attack. Yeah, so, I mean, well, let's have some fun with that, why don't we? How many people you know died because they got the jab? Think about it. Okay, now I'm going to get to what's going on in D.C. We'll talk to Jeffrey Prather and get into this garbage at the bottom of the hour. Kevin McCarthy was ousted as House Speaker last night. Here, everybody thought Matt Gaetz. They all Democrats started laughing, and guess what? The Democrats all sided with a handful of Republicans, eight of them, as a matter of fact. Andy Biggs of Arizona, Ken Buck of Colorado, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, Eli Crane of Arizona, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Bob Good of Virginia, Nancy Mace of South Carolina. I knew she was talking about doing this. Matt Rosendale of Montana banded together with the United Democratic Conference to declare the office of Speaker vacant by a vote of 216 to 210, removing McCarthy from power, thrusting the chamber into chaos. Sorry about that, Chief. Wrong shoe. Yeah. So who do they pick? Who's the interim speaker? Patrick McHenry from North Carolina. Not Patrick Henry. Give me liberty or give me death. Not that guy. Patrick McHenry. And he's the acting Speaker of the House now. And he was declared Speaker pro tempore, which is temporary until they can vote somebody in. And the first thing that Speaker McHenry did was order Nancy Pelosi to vacate her office. I knew you're going to go, what about that? He kicked Nancy Pelosi out of Congress? No. Boy, the first time I read the headline from The Hill, I'm just like, wow. Boy, there are miracles in D.C. Not like that. No, what happened was, see, Pelosi has what they call a hideaway office in the Capitol. And what he did was he ordered the Speaker Emerita, Nancy Pelosi, to vacate that office so he could take it over just hours after becoming Speaker. So they locked her out, changed the locks, and he's redoing the office to accommodate his own methodology. Unbelievable. Boy, you talk about shakeup in Congress. The first time I read the headline about him telling Nancy Pelosi to get out of D.C., I'm like, no, that didn't happen. No, and it didn't happen. All right. So, I mean, you're just like, wow. The other thing that you should be concerned about, you know, it's ironic. And I'm going to ask Jeffrey Prather about this, too, at the bottom of the hour. I was just talking to Todd, our board op, by the way, this is the guy that you talk to when you call into the show at 844-769-2944. And he said his biggest concern is Russia's drills on the same day this test is going on in America. The same day, Russia's going to hold nuke drills. Wow. Coincidence? There's no weather patterns going on here, so I'm assuming, and you know what happens when you assume things. I know you're already thinking that. The bigger problem is, see, I'm trying to analyze all of this stuff, and you know, I could use your help if you want to weigh in on the conversation. I'm more than happy to accommodate you. The big shakeup in D.C. was enough to send me reeling overnight watching all this stuff. But then I managed to get old Jeff Prather and got him to come on the show this morning. And that was yesterday, given all this rhetoric that's out there now about the tinfoil hat. And again, it's like they made fun of people that were talking about the COVID jabs. And well, I think most of our listeners decided, and they said, nope, God's my numero uno. I think I'm going to trust him more than I am the government. Something weird is going on here. They're trying to brainwash everybody into taking something that maybe might not be good for them. But the rest of them all lined up, even the churchgoers, a bunch of them. Well, the government said so, so we should line up and go get stuck. Yeah. Well, nothing I can do to stop that. There's nothing I can do to stop the EBS test, which is one of the reasons why I opened the show with it this morning. No, it's not you could call it a gag spot. You know, I could have played the Damitol spot and you would have thought, is that a real product? Do they sell that at the Power Mall? that's one of my gag spot commercials I did long ago in my history of radio. But you see, here's the thing. Everybody made fun of people that were criticizing what the government planned to do. The government made it look so innocent, like the COVID shot was the savior of the world. And everybody lined up and bought it. I mean, I was, like I said, I don't have to go back in history to tell you when I had my rude awakening. But after the first day of cleaning groceries, I said, enough of this. Just, it's too much. So anyway, 13 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here in Central Time, where we are, in world news, the UN Security Council voted on Monday. Now, this is scary stuff. Think about this. They authorized a multinational military intervention against the gang lords of Haiti, led by Kenya, which volunteered to take point in July. The resolution drafted by the U.S. and Ecuador at the request of Haiti's government passed with 13 votes in favor, 0 against, and 2 unsurprising abstentions. Russia and China did not vote. This is the U.N. Security Council. Now, if they can vote to send multinational military forces into a little place like Haiti, imagine what would happen when we have civil unrest in our streets and the UN Security Council convenes at the request of Senor Joe while he's shoving an ice cream cone in his mug. And well, we need some help. Can you bring in a multinational peacekeeping force? You know what's going to happen when those powder blues or whatever show up? Oh, it's going to start. I'm talking about people sitting in their homes, wanting to be left alone, and now here they are at your doorstep, trying to enforce a curfew, declaring martial law. I mean, think about the repercussions of a little place like Haiti extrapolated into this country. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Nasser Kanaani told reporters on Monday his regime is ready to resume negotiations with the United States if President Joe Biden returns to the 2015 nuclear deal signed by Shamalama Obama. Any negotiations between Tehran and Washington have to hinge on the return to that agreement, according to the spokesperson, but talks would only be limited to implementing the provisions of the deal. If the other side shows its readiness to turn to the JCPOA, Iran is ready to help in this regard, according to Kanaani. Okay, Obama-era nuclear deal, back on the table. Huh, that's what they're floating. Yeah, incoming! Nope, not yet. Venezuela's socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro has instructed the top members of his authoritarian regime to open accounts on TikTok. And his command was, every socialist must have a TikTok account. Oh, China's going to get to monitor every single thing going on in that country. Oh, boy. Sucker's bait. South Korea, by the way, is warning North Korea about the end of regime. They've vowed to overwhelmingly respond to any possible future attack, warning Pyongyang that it would see the end of the regime if it ever launched a nuclear strike, declaring Washington would come to its aid in the event of a conflict with the DPRK. Now, just imagine that. If South Korea has nukes and North Korea launches a nuke, South Korea easily could put a nuke right over in the capital and little Mr. Kim Jong-un would get vaporized. Game over. Maybe. Maybe they'll nuke South Korea at the same time to keep that from happening. We don't know. No one knows what goes on in that little boy's mind. Tunisia is open to cooperation, but does not accept anything that resembles acts of charity or handouts, according to President Kais Saied. This is the Tunisian president rejecting financial aid from the EU, claiming the bloc violated agreements signed earlier this year with that country, rejecting what they announced, not because of the small amount, but because his proposal contradicts the memorandum of understanding. Yep, that's a look at our world news. 18 minutes after the hour, we got a judge in the Donald Trump civil fraud trial issuing a gag order yesterday after the former president went on social media and blasted the clerk, the judge's clerk. So, Sir Arthur Pendragon, no, it's Arthur and Goron, personal attacks on my members of my court staff are unacceptable, inappropriate. I will not tolerate them in any circumstances. Failure to abide by this order will result in serious sanctions. And see, as the attorneys and everybody was getting ready to clear the court after the first day, he says, you attorneys, you stay here. And the judge went crossways with him and said, this is what's going to happen. Of course, after that, Trump said he would testify at the appropriate time. Got to love that. Dave in New York, welcome to the show. What say you this morning?
Hey, good morning. You know, this sort of like reminds me of a 911 in Building 7 where, you know, all the secret, you know, spooks were hanging out and they weren't there that day. They were down on a pier or something like that. You know, that building was emptied ahead of time. Uh-huh. So, you know, so whatever happens now, and if they, this, you know, obviously by tomorrow night, we'll have a better idea of what's going on. But sure. I think that, you know, if it'll turn on your radio, it'll turn on your TV. If you've got a cable or something hooked up to them. Now, I have, you know, rabbit ears. So, you know what I mean? It might not affect that, but it would affect my phone. So, you know, my little flip-top 4G phone, you know, Well, bet your booties I'm going to have it in a tin can with foil wrapped around it. Why would I even want to take the chance? Because they're giving away phones now because they want you to have the one that spies on you all the time. It's got the infrared on it so they can watch it. I think so when you come up with this, they're going to, use your thumbprint and your fingerprint or your eye scan so that you can't be hacked. That's what they want you to do. They want you to, give up all your information like that. So
that's right. And all the time they're doing it, Dave, they're saying, we're going to lead you down the path of righteousness. And I'm like, right. We didn't believe you with the COVID stuff. We're not believing you here.
Yeah. Let me leave you a little levity here because.
All right. Levity's
good. Out in this area. Out near, East Greenbush or whatever, there was a Japanese restaurant called Yips, and somebody spread the rumor that they found cat's tails in the dumpster, okay? And that really put a hurting on that place, believe it or not, because bad news travels fast, So anyway, that was Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. Harry Chapin is one of the best entertainers as far as having the group audience or whatever get involved with what he was doing stage with them, really interacting. He was a terrific.
He would overplay his contract, believe it or not. He would sit there, and if he was only supposed to be on for an hour, he'd play for 90 minutes. The guy was that giving.
Yeah, and he said that his favorite song that he ever wrote, he got it from eating up at Watertown, New York at a little diner. And that's where, that song, A Better Place to Be or whatever it came from. But that was his favorite song. So anyway, this isn't Cats in the Cradle. It's Cats in the Kettle. Okay.
Uh-huh. Really? That's like walking the dog.
You can't interrupt the singer now because I have to get into his
you're
voice
sing.
As good as I can.
Oh, I got the big intro. Here's David New York, ladies and gentlemen. Go.
Yeah, this would be the big exit. Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great, so you don't complain. But that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet, sour, and pork. But Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. I'll see you later, Dave.
That's great, Dave. Thank you so much for that. You've got a good singing voice. We appreciate that. Thank you. Wow. Hey, a little levity on the show there. Cats in the Kettle. Yeah, like I said, walking the dog. I'm waiting for Aerosmith to come out with something like that, but Steven Tyler can't sing. So anyway, let's get back to the news here at 22 after. A senior Department of Defense official was one of two men arrested in Maryland last week on accusations of facilitating a secret dogfighting ring that include the execution of the dogs that didn't win, according to DOJ. Frederick Douglas Moorfield, 62, who served as Deputy Chief Information Officer for Command, Control, and Communications for the Office of the Secretary of Defense, was arrested Thursday last with his longtime friend, Mario Flythe, 49, on charges of promoting an alleged dogfighting operation for over 20 years. It took him that long. According to the criminal affidavit, authorities rescued at least 12 dogs while serving warrants at their residences in September, where they found veterinary steroids, training equipment, and jumper cables that were used to execute the dogs that lost the dogfights. Well, let's see. These, to me, would be felonies. What do you think we ought to do to them? Now that we've got the goods on them and they're found guilty, what do you think we should do? Tie them up and use those jumper cables on them? Yeah, now I'm sitting here thinking like John Malkovich on the movie Red, a little snorkel, little jump. And Bruce Willis is telling him, hey, quit that. My girlfriend's standing here. The U.S. Supreme Court on October 2nd rejected an appeal from attorney John Eastman after a lower court found he may have acted in a criminal manner regarding legal advice he provided to former President Trump, prompting a recusal from Justice Clarence Thomas. Interesting. We have a story on that, and you have to understand that the writ of certiorari, which is the application you make to the Supreme Court with multiple copies, which is very expensive to do, was denied according to the order. Justice Thomas took no part in the consideration or decision of this petition. So the question, because he didn't issue, and we're talking about Justice Thomas here, did not issue a written statement of the order. And the Supreme Court provided no reasoning for denying Eastman's petition. The Supreme Court, by the way, has opened its new term with a drug sentencing case. And what are they going to discuss about whether the word and, A-N-D, which is a conjunctive word joining two thoughts or two phrases, whether and always means and. My goodness. Our tax dollars. This is a convicted drug dealer hoping to reduce his sentence under the First Step Act of 2018, making his case before the Supreme Court, Pulsifer versus U.S. This is coming out of the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, by the way. Court file number 22-340, for those of you who want to chime in and look at it. The Pentagon is warning Congress it's running low on funds to replace weapons that have been sent to Ukraine. Really, all those weapons that got sent to Ukraine and now we've depleted our stockpiles, and here's the Pentagon whining and sniveling to Congress. Yeah. Pentagon Comptroller Michael McCord told House and Senate leaders in a letter that there's $1.6 billion left of the, are you ready for this, $25.9 billion Congress provided to replenish U.S. military stocks that have been flowing to Ukraine. Do you wonder where all that appropriations went from the Pentagon? Now you know. The weapons include millions of rounds of artillery, rockets, missiles critical to Ukraine's counteroffensive aimed at taking back territory gained by Russia in the war. Here's the thing. When you talk to the powers that be, and this is something that even Dr. Lee Merritt discussed on that video with Jeffrey Prather, and I'm going to ask him about that too, that Putin really has promoted Russian Orthodox churches to open, whereas in Ukraine, they are arresting and kicking their priests out of their churches. They're attacking Christians in Ukraine and Russia. They're promoting it. Christianity is what they're promoting. Dr. Lee Merritt even said that, you know, Putin is really, don't listen to what they're telling you in the media. Putin is the good guy. And I'm like, yeah, but the tit for tat would dictate that Putin's only going to put up with so much before they have to do something. Hunter Biden, by the way, as expected, pled not guilty to gun charges. And of course, they made him pee in a cup. He tested negative for drug use. This is still going to move forward. They're going to have a trial. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed an amendment last week that barred the Biden administration from moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel out of Jerusalem, even though 67 Democrats opposed it.
Interesting.
All right, now we're going to be back to discuss this EBS test with Jeffrey Prather after these important messages here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Three minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, which is where I'm at. Don't know where you are, but you can look at your clock and make up your mind about that as we approach the D hour. Yeah, this is the hour when the government is going to test its military strategy to make sure it can inform all of its military employees and government workers that we have an incoming nuke or some other crazy stuff happening that's affecting them, not us. You have a bomb shelter handy? I didn't think so. Now, are we back to the 60s again? My goodness. You got to love it. You know, there's so much bantering going on right now. We've got this podcaster out there named Jason that is like putting out this, I've been asked to get this information out. And I keep looking at the video going, who asked you? Come on, out with it. He didn't once mention who told him to say it. Which, of course, everybody goes, oh, tinfoil hat time, conspiracy theorists, just like they did with the COVID-19 when people came out against it. Yeah, you're a conspiracy theorist. That jabs are safe and effective because the government said so. And now we know different, don't we? And, of course, they demonized everybody. I'm not here to demonize Jeffrey Prather. As a matter of fact, he's joining us. He is a retired major, U.S. Army. I was already just like you, Jeff. Thanks for your service. We appreciate that.
Okay, brother. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you've been on Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. You know Mike Flynn? I mean, I've been, you know, with the best of the best, just like you. And I know you've spoken to crowds at Clay Clark. You've been targeted by the deep state now because you've turned whistleblower. You're exposing fake news. You've got the JeffreyPrather.com website. I spent the better part of early morning hours watching the interview you did with Lee Merritt, Dr. Lee Merritt. I was so tempted to go fix myself bacon and eggs and pray over it to see if I could change its molecular structure and get rid of the mRNA in my pork. this is some heavy stuff, Jeff. So this whole thing with the EBS.
But it is true. It does work. Yeah, she quoted Dr. Emoto, and it does work. Praying over does change. You can do that easily. You can do that same experiment with ice cubes. Think bad thoughts over ice cubes, water, and then think good thoughts and watch them be symmetrical or watch them be not symmetrical. So because we are made of water.
Yeah, I get that. Now, see, the thing is that I'm trying. I have my black shirt and red tie on, and my wife said I look like Satan this morning. I said, well, does that mean I get to play devil's advocate with Jeff when he comes on the show? We got so many people with so many different ideas and so many different opinions and so many people out there that have been, let's put it this way, fear-mongering with a purpose. And we're trying to get to the truth of the matter. I figured that, you know, since you're one of the outspoken folks that have been connected to the United States government, that we could make some sense of this since you like to expose fake news as to what really is going on. Now, I've been in radio since 1968. I've heard countless EBS tests. And they all basically, you hear the sounders, you hear the tones, and everything just goes back to the way it was. Nobody's running to the bomb shelter. Nobody's doing anything crazy. But now, for some strange reason, this particular test has now gotten the attention of what looks like, from what the media, of course, they like to demonize everything. All the tinfoil hat folk out there, they call conspiracy theorists, just like they did to those frontline doctors that said that this COVID jab was more than just what people think it is, and you're in trouble if you get it. What's your take on it?
Well, you know, since you mentioned that I did speak at the first Clay Clark event, I was standing there with General Flynn at the speaker's dinner, and my wife went up and said, hey, you know what you just went through with the FBI? My husband went through 10 years ago with the DEA, and God has really kept you for this, and he really appreciated that, and we've become friends since then. Because, you know, like you, I was a veteran, I served my country, and I was surprised to find out that my country was lying to me and setting me up. I was a whistleblower, and I was the guy who really discovered that the other end of Fast and Furious, besides the ATF running guns south, was the DEA running guns north. And that came out as true in evidence testimony by DEA agents under the Niebla Zambada trial. Earlier than that, I had served in Special Forces, and I saw the Contra cocaine CIA deal that Ali North built, the Clinton cartel of death. So the government has run drugs. The government has run guns. And I've also followed FBI Special Agent Ted Gunderson's work, where the government he showed that the government has run children. I did a lot of interviews off of The Sound of Freedom, because I've done a little bit of child rescue. So when it came around to this, I have what's called Team America at JeffreyPrather.com. And Team America is a legal, moral, ethical, and nonviolent resistance movement against our own corrupt government in our own country. Just like we rebelled against a corrupt government in Britain, we should resist a corrupt government in D.C. And while this test is likely harmless, it is certainly at one level a PSYOP, and I started my career in psychological operations in Special Operations Command. That's how I ended up getting into Special Forces later on. And so it's another PSYOP to scare us, just like the pandemic was clearly a PSYOP to get everybody to take the bioweapon, which is a non-vaccine jab filled with graphene oxide and everything else, and the boosters are operating systems. So the first part of this is it's certainly a PSYOP and probably nothing more than that. But there are very learned scientists that suspect that there can be certain frequencies that activate a lot of the toxins that we have been fooled into taking, whether it's through the jab, through the boosters, through the geoengineering chemtrails, through the second systems of water systems. Certainly, we are being poisoned regularly. There's no doubt about that. But the main poison here I'm speaking about is the radiation poisoning, not from a nuclear blast, but from all of the radiation that we take in from all of these devices. We were never designed by our creator to be irradiated like this. And I think Dr. Merritt really spoke eloquently about that because there is a lot of confusion, even among patriots, about this. And that was the point of the cast yesterday.
Well, I tell you what, I was fascinated by it. And I, like I said, I had my headphones on because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning when I listened to it. You know, sometimes it's the only time I have to get up and do research for the show. And so I said, man, I gotta go listen to this thing. A friend of mine sent me, you know, some other stuff from Todd Callender and Deborah Tavares, who I'm sure you know those names. And it's like, you know, Full Tilt Boogie. To the point where the people who sent it to me said, man, I'll tell you what, after the first, you know, 10-20 minutes of this podcast they did, you could clearly tell that Todd Callender was getting annoyed with Deborah Tavares because she wouldn't let you get a word in edgewise. I said, well, welcome to my world. But the thing is that, you know, she comes up with this Lily effect, you know, from Dr. Lily talking about frequency. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, somewhat. And I know Todd. He's a friend. I was actually supposed to be on that webinar.
Oh, wow. You wouldn't have been able to get a word in edgewise, I have a feeling, Jeff. So maybe that was a blessing. I don't know. I know that Todd's been out there about all of this. And see, the thing is, we've got, and you were talking about PSYOP, since you're the go-to guy on that. Where do you think this whole thing started? Because first we hear this guy named whatever, Justin or Jared or whatever his name is, out there promoting his podcast. He's some guy out of Orlando, Florida, saying, I've been asked. And by who? You know, what he never divulged where he got his information from. This is very similar to the things that when Deborah Tavares gets going and she makes references to websites and we're writing all this down as fast as we can and we go to these websites and they don't work or they're giving us information that's different from what she's saying. It's like, well, wait a minute. Did you give us the right link? You know, we don't have an opportunity to ask questions, and this whole thing looks like it's turning into another PSYOP. Could you explain to my audience what the key – it's basically a mental mind mess. They want to mess with your mind. I mean, that's basically what a PSYOP is. How does that fit into this equation with the EBS test?
Yeah, well, psychological operations are force multipliers. They are part of Special Operations Command. That's where I started as a second lieutenant in 1984. At Fort Bragg. And for example, in the first Gulf War, we dropped leaflets and I used to jump loudspeakers, which was fun when I was deployed with the Rangers. But, you know, the leaflets we dropped in the first Gulf War said, hey, just put your weapon over your head and surrender and we'll feed you. If you want not, we'll bury you alive. And tens of thousands of Iraqi soldiers surrendered. So it's a force multiplier and we could tell how well it worked. So that's why it's in Special Operations Command. Works real well, saves lots of lives on both sides. So the mask clearly did not prevent anything, but it was a great psychological indicator of a successful PSYOP. That is, if you wore one, then they knew that they had PSYOPed us very well. And the pandemic, COVID was clearly designed. The furin cleavage really proves that. There's plenty of evidence of that. And I work in biotech competitive intelligence in that market space, which now has been completely corrupted. But that was to prep everybody to take the bioweapon that would then inject ways that they could track us. But a lot of the systems have killed a lot of us. And this is another PSYOP to do that. The first thing is to make everyone afraid. And when you are afraid, then you become compliant. This is order out of chaos. This is the very old communist philosophy is first scare them and then say, now give up your liberty and freedom to follow us. That's the first level of this PSYOP, without a doubt.
Well, this is like Hegelian dialectic played out. I mean, that's what it is. They come up with a solution. Well, we don't. The elite says we have too many people living on this earth and we need to reduce the population. So let's do this. Let's come up with a virus, which is another word for poison. According to Dr. Merritt, she brought that up on your show that I was listening to overnight. And then she says, now once we get this virus out there and we get everybody afraid, then all of a sudden now we have a solution. That sounds Hegelian to me.
No, you're right. It is exactly Hegelian, and a lot of things have been done that way. That's what I found out about Fast and Furious. That's what Benghazi was about. That's what Syria was about. That's what Afghanistan was about after, the first Afghan war was won by some friends of mine in Special Forces, ODA 595. That was done in weeks. That was over, and then it could have all been ended. But this is a way. War is a racket, quoting Smedley Butler. You probably remember Smedley Butler, the Marine World War I Medal of Honor recipient. And this is the way they do that. And they are waging this against us now because they can enact global control because we all have these devices. So the real problem here is not some kind of 5G effect, although 5G is not safe. It's the optogenetics that Dr. Merritt was talking about, because we are mainly made of water, and they have poisoned our water, and the 5G towers on top of the 5G emitters on top of water towers are the main problems. So that's the way the radiological effect, you know, in our day it was NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical. Now it's CBRN, chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear. It's not bombs, but it is radiation, and part of that is to control us, but a side effect of that it kills a lot of us off. So while this test is probably nothing more than a PSYOP, it is a good idea to be safe, and that's what the documents you saw, PACE, which is a primary alternate contingency emergency plan, was put out by my Team America communications staff. To prepare people for that, because that's what we're encouraging people to do.
Right. I did get copies of that, by the way, and I sent them to our producer so that she could put them out there for people who are interested. And you have a limited amount of time and I'm holding up my in the camera here because I'm on camera where people can see me, my Mission Darkness Faraday bag. It's a very large one. It holds, you know, probably, 10 cell phones, but, the thing is that, you know, I'm having a panel replaced in my house today, so my electric's going to be off. So, I mean, the only thing I have to worry about is my cell phone because the power will be off in the house for a while, especially during this test. So the thing is that they've talked about, you know, putting your phone on airplane mode. Is that really going to work?
Well, yes. I think if you put it on airplane mode, turn it off, put it in a Faraday bag or put it in some aluminum foil, put it in a microwave if you don't help. I think that will help. It is certainly clear that the intelligence agencies remotely can turn on phones and listen to phones. That's really clear. You know, anybody who has any signals intelligence knows that. And you're a smart guy to get a Faraday bag. I sell a lot of Faraday bags at jeffreyprather.com in the shop. Mission Darkness, not so much. They actually support Antifa. My Faraday bags come from the good guys, and we want to be on the side of good, which is life and freedom, and not on the side of evil, which is death and slavery.
Yep. Unfortunately, you know, now that you've enlightened me as to that, you know, because here I thought Mission Darkness, this is they're talking about EMP. And the thing is that EMP, if it ever happens in this country, and I was going to ask you about that, too, as part of our conversation. You will see the major cities implode and all of this mayhem and anarchy will spread to the countrysides. And a lot of people I've interviewed on the show, including Senator Bob Hall from Texas, has said it is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And the government has prepared for it using our tax dollars and has left us in the dark. What knowledge do you have of this?
Well, I totally agree with that. It's not a matter of if, but when, and the government is doing it. That was my big wake-up call when I saw what the DEA was doing and found out that there was actually a CIA representative there when they were murdering and torturing Kiki Camarena, our agent. That was my wake-up call over 15 years ago. And since then, I've used my intelligence analysis skills and my special agent investigative skills to expose government corruption. And really, I can see now why I had to go through what I went through, that, you know, God was preparing me to help everybody. But the government, if you look at history, if you look at, for example, Sir James Clubb, who wrote The Fate of Empires, all empires last about 250 to 275 years, and we are there. If you look at scripture, because I'm also a Christian chaplain, and we now understand what was meant by the mark. We didn't before. We now begin to understand what it means by the life is in the blood. But with the establishment of Israel as a state in a day, as a nation state in a day that fulfilled Old Testament Torah, not Talmud. Talmud is bad. Scripture. And so the scripture now becomes news as opposed to history. So if you look at all that, you can see really this is happening. And that's what Team America is about, that it's not the end of the world, but it is the end of an era. And Americans have to rely on each other and God, just like we started.
For sure. And that's agreed. And the thing is that, you know, you being out there as you are and doing all the things, and I'm glad that you were on the first Clay Clark tour, because that was awesome. I've been there in Dallas and Myrtle Beach. I was actually speaking in Myrtle Beach as well. And afterwards, General Flynn came up and said, man, I really liked what you were saying. God bless you for getting involved. And the same goes for you, sir. We appreciate that. And, you know, I just still, because of this caveat, the caution, we definitely in this day and age, from everything that you've said here, cannot trust our government, considering that McCarthy, I mean, look how easy it was for them to oust McCarthy. Look how easy it was for Gavin Newsom to appoint a gay lesbian woman from Maryland who wasn't even living in his state as senator to take Dianne Feinstein's place. How easy it was for the interim pro tempore Senate or House Majority Leader, now Speaker of the House, rather, Patrick McHenry, to tell Nancy Pelosi to vacate her hideaway office and then lock the doors, change the locks and all that good stuff. I mean, look at all these things just happened overnight. But one of the things that before we went on the air, we were talking about is Russia is doing nuke drills today. Ironic that we're doing an EBS test and they're doing nuke drills. What do you think about all that?
Well, I think that we are really in a fourth generation war or resistance movement, legally, morally, and ethically, and nonviolently against our own government in our own country, while the great resetters, the transhumanists of the world, the deep state is part of the global cabal, is waging a fifth generation war against us. And a fifth generation war is bio, digital, and directed energy and electromagnetic. And of course, the first rule of war, as we both know, is to know when you're in one, so you know that you can react. But a fifth-generation war doesn't even look like a war. For example, it's not blue helmets that are in the United States. It's white vans that are transporting illegals in, because the global cabal does not want any borders. They want transnational corporate regions. And the cartels that I fought, such as the Sinaloa cartel, are still bad. But it's really the corporate cartels that are Pfizer and Moderna that are the real problem. That are working with the criminal cartels as well. So it's a matter of getting everyone's head in the fight. The government is not the answer. We are the answer. God has a plan, and it's us.
For sure. By the way, I just got a message from our producer that we are posting on today's news board a document on how to disable the emergency alert feature on your smartphone. So that's another way that you can take and disable your phone to make sure that it doesn't act up and can't be accessed. So we understand. Now, if the government has the capabilities that you're saying it does, then the best thing to do is to shut off the phone and put it in the microwave if you don't have a Faraday bag, I guess.
Yes, certainly. They're using that as a way to gather intelligence on us. But for example, Twitter is not a social platform. Twitter is an intelligence storefront. It gathers intelligence and it sends out influence. And it can be turned, just like the Vietnamese turned the Claymore against us when they would come across the lines. We can turn the Claymore. That's what your radio show is. That's what my shows are. That's what we can do with the media. And, you know, back when they only had three TV shows, they could pretty control what was going on. But they are slowly losing control because the terrain is really human and they don't hold much of it. And they are losing more of it daily.
For sure. So I guess this is a better safe than sorry day, folks, in this discussion. And most of our listeners did not get the jab. I think it's going to affect, if in fact there is something nefarious to happen, those who got the jab will be more affected. And the ones who are unlearned that aren't paying attention think, ah, it's just another day. Jeff Prather, thank you so much for joining us. JeffreyPrather.com, the website, folks, if you want more info and watch that interview with Lee Merritt, you can do that. We will be back after these important messages with Frank Davis from Optavitas. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? Optavita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your Optavita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.